Talk Show. It's a daily talk show and it's Fat Fridays, episode 274.
Hey guys.
Gemma Watts joins us.
She's back.
And so does the bag full of our Fat Friday treats.
I don't know why I'm nervous.
It's actually in a nice the Daily Talk Show tote bag.
Because the reason you're nervous is because we talked it up so much.
You did a lot. What do I have to do to get one of these bags?
The Daily Talk Show one? You can have this one. It's just it's misprinted printed on this side.
Yeah. That's fine.
Conspiracy Jimmy.
I'm going to put another sticker on the bus.
Oh, yes, please. We've got many.
What episode were you on? It was a while ago.
Mr. 97's all over.
97's.
He's got recall of an elephant. He's having
I don't know if elephants have good recalls.
Mate,
elephants never forget. This,
don't you know this, bro? You know that one you sat on?
No.
He's still going, fuck that Josh Jansen dude.
I think it's similar to the humps and the camels maybe.
No, they're smart.
Okay.
I got really upset about that camel thing because my mum has a fridge magnet that says something to the tune of, I don't trust camels or anything else that can go for a week without a drink. Yes. And I was like, well, we need to remove that.
maybe they can go away with not drinking for a long period of time, but they just don't have water.
Man, there's feral ones in the desert. And so how the fuck are they surviving? They have to be able to go. I mean, that's their superpower. They've just got these big humps. Mm. All right, I'm just going
to
move this.
Right, so we've got, to paint the picture, if you're listening in audio, we've got the cheapest sparkling water that you can buy.
Yes.
It's good.
75 cents. It's, should we open?
No, no pay, no say. So we can't say where it's from.
No, we can't. We're
drinking them out of bottles because we're bogans and you're a self-confessed bogan.
Oh, big time.
Okay, I'm just going to pour out these treats that we got for Fat Fridays.
All right.
Oh my God, yes. This was the only reason that I used to go and watch Chris play basketball so I could go and buy Zappos.
Yeah, Zappos. They're big at like sporting centres, the swim club.
Absolutely. And like I've already got one open. I started just before. So
you did. You jumped the gun. Well, we can just quickly get through the snacks that we got because we just went.
Can Gemma and I have one of these now while we look at the others?
I'm not in charge of you.
Well, I'm going to have one anyway.
Why haven't we had any of these this week?
Because we were saving them for Fat Fridays and you jumped the gun. And so, all right, what we've got today, because we've eaten before this, but these are all the snacks.
These are so special.
These are LCMs. Quick thing, I used to have these in school lunchbox.
There you go.
Mr. 97, you're 19. Do you even remember? Do you know what these are? He does. Never had them. His family's too healthy. But basically they're rice bubbles fused together with marshmallows. Mm. Here's one thing though. This was like the only packet that still had the fused together with marshmallow. All of the rest are yogurt.
Oh. That's disgusting. I know. I feel sick hearing that.
Anyway, so they've got those. Who said this was
George.
George, we got Dunkaroos, bro. These
are
old school.
I've never had these.
Yeah, see, I think, how old are you?
26.
There's no excuse, but I haven't either.
No, Mr. 97 doesn't even know what these are.
What about, we should have found Ovaltinis.
Mm. Mate, do you know?
Why did you say that? Now I'm going to be upset for the rest of the podcast.
But Ovaltinis.
Yeah, you've quite possibly chosen the worst chewiest one out of all of our treats.
I'll be in such a good mood.
All right, we've got a bunch of stuff here.
And the Cheetos, the ball cheese and bacon, the cheese
these
and bacon
are really
balls.
Special as well. You've done a very good job.
Yeah, the problem with these though is you will get very orangey fingers.
Yeah.
They already are.
That's a reference to
you. Had a packet before you got here or?
Yeah, I rolled in them.
And so for people who don't know, Gemma has a podcast, is a copywriter, specializes in beauty.
Yeah, I'll take that. I never know how to like describe my job, so I just let other people do it. That's it.
That sound okay.
Well, letting people talk for you is always like promote you is always the most powerful way of doing it, right?
That's why I don't
like. Yeah, I mean, I'm lazy, but what you said.
Yeah, it's easier, but it's also a lot more powerful.
I agree with the eating the Zappos.
Yeah, it's bad. Do you want me to just take over?
Nice.
We've all got clinkers. Another one the 19-year-old in the room didn't know what was.
Really?
Oh, he's also from New Zealand. I'm not sure if they've got them over there.
He's been here
but
since he was like.
I think they're like a vintage snack.
Well, they're pretty vintage. You get them at the movies and they've got the coloured inside and so you'd bite into them. Guess which one?
In my head, I'm 19. I'm like, yeah, we're peers.
If you guys can guess what this is, guess the colour.
It'll be pink.
Okay, Josh.
So this is, was Cadbury always the brand?
I don't know, mate. Okay. I just hate them.
Okay. And
You're never a brand guy as a kid, are you? You just fucking.
No, but I'm just wondering.
Sugar?
It must be a Cadbury thing.
Okay.
I think it's going to be green.
Yeah. Green.
Yes!
Not bad.
I'll go.
So I'm just going to have one. Yeah, but see, my instincts are ridiculous because of my upbringing. Like, that's one thing. I could feel that out. I think it's going to be pink.
Is this one going to be?
You've had too much. If you can get three for three.
Yeah, what's this
one? I don't
know.
That's also pink.
No.
Oh, nah. Fuck. I mean,
get fucked. It was good. No, no hat trick. And the last sort of banter around the food, because we know food chat. We've been going for 5 minutes.
From these Santiago.
These are from Santiago. Bro, thank you so much.
I Googled them.
Yeah, did you?
Mm.
Mate, they came in the mail and it's surprised they didn't melt. It's amazing.
Mm.
You can buy them and send them to
me. Can
we
have one each?
Well, I'm having one.
Yeah,
mate,
right.
Don't let me tell you how to eat.
No, but the thing is, you say that, but then you'll get really cross. So, Gemma, are you going to have one as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm great. Really surprised. All right,
And so what is the...
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're real good.
So these are... What are they called? Can you pronounce it?
La Files. I say it in that tone. Hopefully it works. Alfredos.
Yeah.
That work?
Brie calls them Frijoles, but that is that's beans.
It's like Alpha, like the Alfa Romeo, and then
Alpha Jores.
Jores.
Santiago, if you can let us know.
Please.
Can you just send us like a audio file of you saying the name?
And I'll put it into the system. It's good. You weren't expecting the caramel, were you?
No.
It's real good.
It's powdery. It's got like a biscuity, powdery sort of.
You described them as giant wagon wheels, so that's what I had in my head.
Mm. They look like Jaguar.
I might cry. I cry like twice a year, and maybe this is the day.
You're not a crier.
Nah, fuck no.
The opposite of most of the women that I've met in my life.
Mm. I don't have time.
Don't have time for crying.
Yeah. What gets you, like? What will get you? I guess it's quite dark.
Well, the two times a year, when are you crying?
Just when shit happens, like my friends. Like okay. When my friend got dumped, I cried for her.
Okay. I will say the first, I don't know if that warrants a cry. Out of all the times, if you're selective.
What it was? It's because she was like, what did I do to deserve this? And then I got upset because I was like, okay, well, if you think that you did something wrong, then I'm doing a bad job as a friend. So maybe I'm just a selfish crier. Maybe that's what it is.
So you cried about yourself.
Yes.
And then the second time, what's another one? For like, if you round out the year, we're looking at 2018. First one was the dumping. Second one was...
I don't know, probably just like stubbing a toe.
Okay.
Oh my God, last night. Oh. So the Bodhi is obsessed with trains and trucks at the moment.
Bumblebees.
And it's the end of the week and you can tell it's the end of the week in our house. Like if you took a photo of our house at the end of the week and just told someone guess the day, you'd know that it's towards the end of the week.
Is it because everything gets done on Saturday or something?
Well, I think just life grabs you by the scrotum and just...
Weird, it doesn't do that to me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, for some ladies it might, depending on which one you are. But... At the end of the week, it's like the house is so fucking messy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, depends if we've got our shit together. But we're in a week where it's messy and Bodhi's toys are all over the joint. Last night.
You have a child.
Last night, he had a train just parked. No, it was a bus. It was an English fucking double-decker bus parked in the middle of the hallway and it's 11:30,
so it's not even
pitch black.
It's just been abandoned. It wasn't parked.
He's just got busy doing something else and ended up leaving it there. And I've just walked just completely pitch black, bullet a gate and just kicked with my big toe this fucking
bus. Is it metal?
It's a wooden, solid wooden bus.
I've got chills now. Like when someone talks about stubbing a toe, it's like you can feel it.
It's horrible. Mm. And so, yeah, that was
What do you think? So, Gemma, you listened to the show a bit. What did you think? We did a bunch of content around ingrown toenails.
Mm.
Is that something you relate to that you think is interesting content or should we avoid it?
I mean, it's fine. It's a I'm like apathetic towards the content. Did anyone end up sending
Yeah, we got some real gross ones. Yeah, we got one that we need
to show you after this.
It's I don't know.
One looked like it was actually like a dairy product on the guy's foot.
Oh, that's not okay.
Amy said that's mustard on there for sure.
It was an infection.
Yeah. No, that's
I was about to say like I've got a pretty strong stomach. Yeah, but
that's too full on. No, are you a messy person or a clean person?
Very clean. Very clean. My mum would disagree, but I could have like one bobby pin on the ground. She'd be like, do you call this clean, Gemma? Yes.
Do you have areas? Because I like to – I'd love to be clean. If you look at my desk at the moment, it's pretty filthy.
It could be worse. I mean,
definitely could be. It's not that messy. Nah. You've just got a lot of stuff on it, and so what determines mess? Like, what is that for you, Josh?
For me, it's just having two things that don't go together. Together,
but then
so phone
you're just talking
and wallet
about Seth Godin's
together.
Office.
Yeah, Seth is a maniac when it comes to his office, but in a good way.
I think you're pulling a Seth Godin over there on your desk. Because it's like
he had a rubber duck
just on a desk.
A rubber duck doesn't go with anything, you see.
Yeah.
No, but that's fun.
Yeah, it is sort of fun. Yeah.
There's method to the madness, though. He's thought about everything there. And so for me, messy is just like when you've been a gronk and haven't been bothered to put something back to where it lives.
Wait,
and
Gemma's so, just – what's your problem?
I'm nibbling at mine like a little mouse.
Oh, yeah. I will say because – just because it's in front of you, we don't have to eat them.
Oh, do you know how many times I've heard that as a kid? Just because they're in front of you, Josh, doesn't mean you have to eat
them. No, I guess I wouldn't say that. I'm meaning because we're on camera and it's like we're actually – just because we've laid this out. Like
Gemma, just because it's there doesn't mean you have to eat it. Unbelievable.
But I also get don't speak with your mouth full.
So it's going to be an interesting show. I think the final thing that I'll eat before – we stop eating for the rest of the episode. Yeah. Can I just try the Morrow bar? It's been a while.
That's not vintage.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I tell you what.
I would readily buy that.
Monsters buy Morrow bars.
Why do you say that?
It's a Mars bar. It's
Monsters say that Morrow's are Mars bars.
But if – like here's the thing. You buy one of those favourites or celebrations packets. You tell a lot about a person based on what they take out of
it.
And I'm always, I agree with that. I judge – what someone will take out. And if it's a Morrow, I'm judging.
I've built up a stomach to like everything that no one else likes.
Mm. Oh, so you're a Turkish delight
man. Turkish delight man, green and yellow lollies. Yeah. All of those. And the reason is because I know I think it's building up a tolerance because when you're desperate and you look in the cupboard and there's the lollies from the night before and there's just green and yellow.
I just don't feel that I've ever been that desperate.
Yeah, well. Welcome to my world. It's pretty...
What did Camden say the other day? Bad code?
He said I had bad code.
Yeah, like meaning like computer programming that wasn't
bug.
Great.
Oh. I have a bug in my...
But that
malware.
Is so meaning.
Oh, because it was about the alfajores.
It's going to give me the giggles every time.
Oh, because I ate one before.
You ate one... Your pre-ate one wasn't even Fat Fridays.
Yeah.
So yeah, but that was good because then I knew... what I was like in for.
Yeah. So the Morrow story is that I
the Morrow of the story.
The Morrow of the story is that I actually got a whole esky of Morrow bars when I was a kid. My dad's mate was going to New Zealand and it was perfect. My dad's mate was going to New Zealand and he brought back an esky full of Morrow bars because I loved them so much and I'd found out on the internet that they had the full-size ones in New Zealand. And so I actually replaced my undie drawer, took everything out and put Morrow bars and I counted them each day. I remember sometimes I'd be like, miscount. Yeah. I'd eat an extra one for the day, but then I'd think it was my brother and I'd get really quite...
I just don't know how to feel.
On the hunt for all this food today at the supermarket, there is definitely, and it's a good feeling, they are pulling back on... how fucked up some lollies are. Like the LCM's thing with the yogurt, like that makes sense.
So good. I'm still working.
You don't, if he offers it, you don't have to have it.
Fine.
Thank you, Dad.
But they are like, it's not America. Like it's one of my favourite things to go into a supermarket and just look at the colours of the boxes of cereal and the, you know, like all those. It's unbelievable. We
a
should
pharmacy.
Do
pharmacy. I love going to the pharmacy.
Oh, I do that. I haven't been to America, but in France. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mm. There's so much good stuff.
Any other country? Is it like I think we're pretty strict here in terms of what we're allowed to give.
What did you want when you went shopping? Like, was there anything that you wanted?
Today?
Yeah.
I just wanted a bit of nostalgia. It's not something I always, it's not, I'm not craving nostalgia like Josh is. Mm. But these brings back memories of the schoolyard, the Dunkaroos, LCMs, I'd smash a lot of those, clinkers.
The problem with nostalgia, I feel, is that the high is always going to go away.
Mm.
So that's the one thing, like I'm, and this is why
what
I've discovered.
What a horrible way to live. I don't want to enjoy things because eventually I'll stop enjoying them.
But that's what I've discovered. I'm like, I've started to realize, I don't know whether this is like a problem. Maybe I should see a psychologist.
Yeah. I'm going to say yes.
But the problem with psychologists very quickly is, for one, if you get a bad one, you're so worried about getting shit on your dress. Oh. Have you got anything yet?
I want the moneymaker to stay.
Moneymaker, the face. No, the psychologist, like them having a download, like I'd almost want them to, for me to give them all of my social media, like I've downloaded it all from Facebook or whatever, and say, you do a big download, spend the next few weeks understanding who I am, and then let's chat. Because I just feel like otherwise, what do I lead with?
Or they're not judging you and you're just telling them about yourself.
But then... then I feel like they're going to judge me, because if I lead with, like, what story do you lead with?
I'm going to judge you.
What would you start off with? So a psychologist, you walk into a psychologist and I would say.
It's question driven from them. So you don't know where it's going to start. How are you? What's happening? Like, it's not some tell us the deepest, darkest secret.
No, but you know, but I'd feel like I would need to go there.
I think this is why you've never been.
Yes, I am.
Have you ever been?
No.
Oh, so you're in the same camp
as
Josh.
I mean,
you can't improve on perfection, so why would I get someone to help?
But what I mean, what do you trying to understand, like the answers that they? I would worry that I would give them the answers that they would want to hear, or also preface these things. Like Tommy pointed out the fact that he thinks that the reason that I pull him up on any time he says anything wrong, and he says to me yesterday, he said, "I've actually worked it out."
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean?
He pulls me up anytime I stuff up a word.
Was this before or after the fight?
After the fight.
After the fight. But I've just seen a pattern of like I stuff up a way of saying something, articulating something. And then you
I do that.
I mean, you're closer to it because it's your job. You're a copywriter. You have to be right.
But maybe that's what I need help for. Like I'll go in and be like, I have an unwarranted sense of self-confidence.
Yeah, true. But I've worked out where Josh has come from. I've worked it out. So maybe I can work out you by the end of the day about where it's coming from.
I don't need a psychologist. I've just got Tommy. And so what is it?
Well, it came from Josh telling me that his mother, Lynn, would pull him up about what was that one thing?
Oh, like advertisement or that. Yeah, veterinarian.
But you even impersonated, and I don't know how much of an exaggeration it is.
Never exaggerated. No.
It's pretty spot on. But the way you said it, I had this like shudder where I was you as the kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I connected the dots. I'm like, that's Lynn to Josh to me. I've got it.
Because then you're dealing with my triggers or something, or my I'm projecting.
Yeah. Which makes sense because I give little fucks about usually how I speak and what I say.
Tennis.
But I will say I have had this feeling lately, and I don't know, like you're closer probably. Actually, no, now that we do the podcast 5 days a week, I felt like – I feel like I'm at the line of potentially crossing over and saying something that I shouldn't have said or voicing an opinion about something that will cause something. I don't know. I just have this feeling inside. I'm like, I'm so close to, and I don't even have that many polarizing views on things.
Do you mean this like on the podcast or in the
recording? Publicly? Like, I mean, on a podcast publicly, not just like, you know, down the pub.
I regretted the Mr. Potato Head stuff that I laughed at yesterday on the show.
You don't regret.
Regret. Regret. She did it. Regret.
I'm going to go.
You hear that? Where's Lynn? Where's Lynn?
I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, right there.
Maybe today is the day I cry. You don't regret talking about the squeegee on a.
The squeegee thing was fine.
Okay.
I think it's had good content. It's been good content. It's had cut through. And as I said to Tommy's wife, everyone's got a squeegee story.
Mm. Well, I don't know about that.
But then Tommy thought that I was being inappropriate because I said, what's your squeegee story, Amy?
Which is you're inferring and pushing in the direction of what have you shoved in your ass?
A little bit.
I mean, you can take that. You see how you make the connection. Yeah. But I think I'm
actually going to go. Is that the time? I think so.
There is an ability, though, to be able to deal with it. So I don't think it's a great thing saying.
So if you think something, how often should you say it versus not say it?
What do you do, Gemma?
Yeah, do you have a default? No. Like, do you constantly, my mum always said, is think before you speak.
Yeah, I still get that now. I don't know.
Do you have empathy? Like, do you ever get sad of like, oh, I shouldn't have said that? Do you post something? I did something on social media.
Write that. It's more of a write that for you. You've got your podcast now though, so you're closer to that. But in your writings, are you thinking like that?
Not really.
Do you do nasty reviews?
Never. Ever? No.
Do you do bad reviews or is it all like positive? So look at my affiliate link. Do you do that? Do you have affiliate links?
So mad. No, because I'm like, I don't do bad reviews because I figure, because it's all beauty.
Yeah.
It's very like subjective. So if something doesn't work for me, doesn't mean it's not going to work for someone else.
Sure.
My mum said to me the other day, and she's a big meditator.
Yes, I heard that.
She's big into meditation. And
last thing I'm having is a Zappo.
All right, mate.
I feel hot from all this. Actually, I'm going to stop.
You can stop. No, it's too much. You can stop. Mum was saying having opinions on things. She's like, that's majority of the problem with a lot of people, which is an opinion on opinions, I just realised. But it's like the opinion on different types of meditation. We were talking about what meditation is and we went deep into it, you know, the difference between relaxation, meditation. It goes deep. I can't even explain it. But the point that stuck with me was like having a podcast, having a platform, having social media where these are opportunities to cement your opinions and thoughts in areas which I don't think is always that beneficial. Like I've found from having this podcast – one of the things I've written out about what I've learned is I've solidified my thinking around some things. Doesn't mean it won't change, but I have genuinely felt like I have something to say about X, Y, and Z now, whereas before when I wasn't doing this stuff, it's like, oh, yeah. You know, you can be on the fence about everything.
Well, you have to think about your personal brand and shit. Do you think about, like, how's your personal brand changed?
It hasn't changed a great deal, but I don't put anything like super personal online. Mm-hmm. It's all business.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I'm not at risk of like putting too much out there.
Mm. Because every time if I was going to an event and Bree was there, I'd be like, oh, Bree, I feel like I know you. You're on social media, like that constant. Yeah. And even Bree will, like at her work, someone would say, oh, I saw your boyfriend, like I saw Josh walking up Church Street, that sort of thing.
People wave, like we were at a wedding and someone was like waving at Amy and she's like, I don't know you.
I love that.
A friend of mine I've known for years but I haven't seen her in years and she has just watched all of the videos as I've posted them.
That's so
she's
nice.
Like, she's mates with Amy but Amy doesn't know her.
And so
it's such a weird time.
But I feel like I'm mates with Amy and Bree.
Yeah. And you're Bodhi's godmother.
Yeah. Fully expected that I would be babysitting him this afternoon. But
happy
that's
to.
Fine.
We need to go to the movies so tomorrow night, actually.
Are you going to the movie? There's no fucking movies out.
Isn't
the
there?
None.
And the only. I've got a free part, free two movie tickets.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how do you decide, like, we're going to go to the movies, but you don't know what.
We don't. It's. You know, very rare these days.
We go the other way. We're like, we want to see this movie, but then we just.
Oh, I want to see is John Wick when it comes out in April.
Yeah.
What is that?
John Wick, Keanu Reeves, just.
Is John Wick an actor?
John
as well?
Wick is the guy. It's called John Wick. And basically, here's the storyline.
Can I guess?
Yep.
Guns fighting, shooting, driving into shit.
Nah, ex-assassin.
Wow.
Ex-assassin.
This is not far off.
His wife dies. Okay, his wife buys him a puppy dog which arrives after she dies. Mm. These gangsters fuck with the wrong guy, John Wick, rob his house and take his car, kill his dog. So he's basically killed his wife again. And he comes out of retirement.
Wait, how do you know the whole fucking movie when it hasn't come out?
Out of retirement and kills everyone. It's John Wick 3. Sorry, there's been 200. So it's the third installment. It's a trilogy.
And so wait.
They didn't know how much money this movie was going to make. Not that they do any of the times. The Matrix is another one of those $1 billion trilogy.
I haven't seen it either.
Maybe John Wick, they started this. It's like the Jason Bourne franchise. Mm-hmm. I've lost both of you.
I wish.
Mr. 97, we got this. Mr. 97, we'll go to the movies together, mate.
Phone Booth, I loved that movie. I wish they could have done more with that.
I wish you could see another movie other than Phone Booth, because there's so many great movies other than one that's set in a phone booth.
What's your top movie? That's literally what it is. What are your top movies? Well, on the count of three, we'll say our favourite movie. Ready?
This says a lot about me as a person.
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Psycho. The Holiday. Okay.
Psycho.
It would have been great if we both had the same. Yours is Psycho.
So you like this horror films?
Very much so.
Isn't Psycho something that you would like, I feel like the English class, you'd have to, like media studies or whatever?
Yeah, well, we did, at uni I did cinema studies as one of my subjects. Great. And we did a whole semester on Hitchcock and I was like, yes.
You are the bogan that I am. I love that. Because most people, like I did all art subjects. Yeah. I got like 46 on my enter score or something. It was pretty atrocious.
I heard you all swapping enter scores yesterday. I don't even remember.
Really?
That I means didn't do that, that it wasn't. No, I think it was like a 75.
That's great.
Mm. No. I could have done a lot better. But the course that I wanted to get into, the second I realized that it was interview was the way to get in.
Really?
I was like, well, I'm charming. So
I'm charming.
This will be fine.
Miss 99. That idea of an interview, what the fuck, like Tommy and I have never done this. Mm. So was this like for a course you had to interview?
It was interview and portfolio. It was writing and editing. Mm-hmm. So I did that for 2 years. That was an associate degree and then I did journalism afterwards. Okay, and that was interview as well.
What did they ask you?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I do not remember.
I've heard so many.
But I was the baby. Everyone else, because it was RMIT TAFE, so everyone else was like in their 40s and had gone back as like a skill refresher, and I've just got back from schoolies. Really? Yeah.
Did you make older friends?
Yes. There were a couple around my age, but it was good because then all of the grown-ups were like, you start working now.
Yeah.
So I started working when I was 18.
When do you think we stop referencing school, like at what age?
I think Tommy's ready to, because you were just saying before.
I just
love it.
Well, Josh loves it because you bring up memories, and I'm like, dude, I actually don't know how you have those. Like mine are gone. Either I've blocked them out, and so I'm like, I'm more happy that I'm a longer time away from what I was being in school than I spent at school. Almost like I've lived longer. Yeah. On the other side than
true?
I have being at school. So what is it?
He's a real grown up, mate. It's the difference.
Well, I'm 30.
No, so if you're 31 36, this year. You'd have to be 36 for that.
Yeah, so I'm not far off. I'm not far off. And so
actually, that would imply that you were in school from when you were a baby. Anyway.
I basically pulled my foot off the gas in grade 6.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I was refusing to go to school from grade 3, I reckon.
Problem
probably
child.
Younger. Jesus. No, just the system, bro. That's why I've... And I feel for the kids that are struggling in that system.
Mm. Yeah,
it's weird. Like at the time I left and it was sort of frowned upon, but I felt the pressure. Like the closest thing, like this is the thing, how many kids are not emotionally in touch, and so they're not registering that they're feeling this shame around leaving school and shit. So, but I totally remember, and I didn't identify it as shame. It's just like, I'm embarrassed because I'm the kid that left school, you know?
Was your mum and dad hard on you?
Okay. Supportive. Okay. Supportive of me treading my own path.
But what about like if you took a day off school, what would they say?
It was harder for mum to try and get me to school than it
was. What would she say?
She was disappointed. She never said stuff like...
So my mum would go hard. Like if I took one sick day...
Yeah.
She'd be like, you are disgusting.
As in a fake sick day.
But in saying that,
fake sick day?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, that makes sense. But no, I pulled fake sick days.
But I didn't even, you know, sometimes you don't know if you're sick. Like it's like, I could be getting sick. Like it's on that cusp.
Yeah. See, my mum would be, if I said like, I think I'm getting sick, she'd be like, but you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that makes sense.
Black or white.
Because then we're thinking about parenting here, because it's like, do you try and build their resilience? Because we've got a pretty weak generation of kids that will not do.
Sorry, 97.
Yeah.
Soft.
Yeah, but soft, very soft in terms of like feeling like they're deserving of getting into jobs quicker than they can or, you know, with no experience and all that stuff. So it's like, yeah, I get it, sort of making your kid go to school. It's hard. I mean, I'm not far off having these experiences with my own son.
What do you reckon all this internet shit's going to do to them? It's going to fuck them up.
Absolutely.
Surely. Is the because we were talking at the start of the year, social media, me getting off. I've retired from social media. Although
retired is still using the questions function on the stories.
Well, so this is the thing.
And appearing in stories. No,
hey, you've guys, here's the sunset.
One thing he has done is retired from his Instagram, like personal, yes. His brand, Josh Jansen.
He's but retired from his brand.
Are you still doing the blog every day?
No. No, I haven't. Not I know. And I've quit sugar. But no, I've actually gone right off the rails. What would you call it? I sent an apology message to Brie because I had a meltdown this morning.
Oh, did
I was
you?
Like, aww. Oh yeah, I said, oh, she loved my thanks for understanding message. Why people have only just started doing that?
Yeah, it's not like I interacting don't like it. When with. When people the, do that to me, I'm like, never. Yeah,
send me
reply.
A message. Oh no, but then she sent a love you lot, so that's good. So she said, I got it. And I love you lots.
Interesting.
No, but I was getting over just like, it's such first worldy sort of shit. But just because we don't have a place at the moment, we've been house sitting and we're like, we don't have any structure. Exactly. We're homeless. And I've said, we said at the beginning of the year, it's like the February 11th is the last day that we're house sitting and we need a place by then.
Yeah.
And
that's really soon.
Yeah. And so it's coming up really soon. And then I was just double downing on it this morning where I was like, I said to Bray, I'm like, man.
Double downing or doubling down?
Doubling down. Motherfucker.
Win. How good is this? Win. Just put two of the same people in the same room. They just.
I was waiting for you to fuck up. I've been here for 15 minutes. Like, come on.
Doubling down.
Guys, I will just say, it's a pretty annoying trait
from both of you. It's just makes saying. Makes good banter.
How scared are you of even talking now?
No, I know what I'm
She's
saying.
She's back.
No, actually writing was always a big thing. No, but so I was saying to Bri, I'm like, man, it's going to get expensive. And she's like, why is it going to get expensive? I'm like.
What, rent?
I'm like, no, Airbnbs and hotels and stuff. And she's like, what do you mean? We can go back to your mum and dad's. I'm like, no. I said we're not going back. Like this, if we're moving out, like if we're like, because we've already, like we spent most of our like adult life being away from home. We've only been back for a little bit. But I just don't want to have to fucking keep moving around. So I put the pressure on. I was like, no, we need to find a place, which is a bit rich because Bree's been doing all the looking.
Yeah.
But it's based on, I think she cares more than I do. But then I did contact a real estate, like a person today. Yeah. And Mr. 97 was trying to help me. What do you think a good if I'm sending an email to a property manager, and I want to say like
cover letters, emails.
I know this is fun.
Tingles.
How do I do a persuasive email so that I get the apartment that
it's
I want?
A very broad question.
So what I ended up saying, the big thing was I'd said, hey. I'd basically put in there I had would been renting this place for X amount a week, and Mr. 97's like, do you have to flex how much? Mm. And I was like,
you gotta stop saying flex, man.
is flex not a thing?
I don't know. I thought I was young and cool, but I've said flex a lot. One thing I've
learned
today.
No, YouTube.
You said it with the view. Yeah. You were like just flexing the view.
It's definitely an American YouTuber thing more.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
As you were.
So. Yeah, do you think it's weird to put in, hey, this is how much I was paying beforehand as a way of being like, I think I can afford this next place?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be arrogant.
Maybe.
But like, what
you're
can you lead with?
Thinking that the question that they've got on their mind is, can he afford it?
No, nah, but it's not even that.
It's a prerequisite for renting. Yeah. It's they can only be a person that can afford it.
So, but what do you lead with?
I've never had to do this.
It was great when I was doing. When I was
unless
working,
mum tries to kick you out. You have to write an apology letter.
Only child, they would not know what to do.
Yeah. No, but I think getting places. There's so I'm veering it off slightly.
Pink.
All right, here we go. Clinker challenge.
Green. I've lost my.
I'm embarrassing
mojo.
For you.
Getting off parking fines or speeding tickets, that kind of stuff.
You
like you can write in,
either.
And I wrote in, and I went the full sob story. Didn't work.
What'd you say?
Didn't work.
Oh.
It was just at a time that we really couldn't afford it. Bodhi was like just born. It was it was fucking horrible because the fine was like $570 or something, and so it didn't work. Like this fucking monster of a person.
Would they write back?
No, it's just like, sorry, your
application. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Hope your kid suffers. But it was like not successful. But my mate has got off multiple times, and so I need his template. So
it's actually the thing is it was easier for me back in the day to get a place than it is now, because back in the day I would just mention, hey, I'm in the radio biz. Yeah, I get to hang out with Fifi Box and Jules Lund. I'm the web guy. Oh, I'm a character. I'm in entertainment. I'm in showbiz.
Yeah. It's me when my friends are applying for jobs at Mecca. They're like, Gemma Watts. We know her.
Gemma Watts.
I work
Does she
her.
Work? Yeah, is she at the warehouse? Where does she work?
Yeah. Because you're banking on an individual, so you're trying to speak to them.
Yeah.
Maybe you're trying to, like, what I did when we were trying to get a place in Bondi Beach, which is like, it's Melbourne on steroids as far as the amount of people at these things.
You can go to icebergs, you can take a photo.
And so many people Instagram want apartments. It. Oh, yeah. But
how did you find one?
So I went to one. So what was great is I went to one and there was not many people there and it wasn't the one we wanted. And then
Ping.
I'm
done.
Okay.
I went to the – you're not done, mate. You've not stopped. You will not stop eating, let's be honest. So I went to one and I met the woman who was – the lady, and Amy had called her and then I went, and so we just started. It's like a small relationship you're building, and then they liked it. She liked us. Mm. And so we definitely didn't have – like I didn't have a job at that point. Amy was the solo income for us, and we got it. It was a $500 a week apartment.
So I feel like what I might need to do is if I looked on their Facebook, I could find out what they're into. Because
they did that on Modern Family.
Really?
But the other way around, like they were trying to sell someone a house, so they just decorated it in like sports colours and
it's
favourite music.
Clever marketing, slightly off. But I think one of the options is, and real estate, it's fucked because if you know someone, you've got it.
Yeah.
Most of my places I've got because I know the real estate. Oh, she's like, shit. You want this one? You can have this one. Mm. I'll just make it happen. And so I'd always just taken the name of the agent, put it into my Facebook, see if we had mutual friends that are real estate agents. Mm. But this is the thing going to private schools. I've got all these kids that are all in the...
Really? Is that where they end up at real estate? Private
school
kids?
Some of them are making shitloads of money. Or just people. Anyway.
Just people.
Where was I going?
I don't know.
Fuck.
That was a flex if I've ever heard one. Yeah. So I went to school with a lot of rich kids.
Yeah, but they've got connections and they might. Oh, actually, I went to primary school with a girl whose dad owns a huge real estate agent. And then I went to all the other kids. They all own the real estate agents.
You know Ray White. Personally.
Not Ray White.
Okay.
Not Ray. Not Ray. These are Australian, Melbourne-based real estate.
It's a very
agencies.
Funny reference.
It is.
Gemma, the social media thing, you feel like you can control, like you don't seem to give a fuck about anything in regards to like, you're not very uptight.
How people misspeak.
Yes.
Yeah, misspeak. Oh,
very much
maybe.
So.
But things like this, the idea of eating, so like Mr. 97 would be appalled with the sort of stuff that we're eating or... you know, social media just being like you only should be doing a certain amount a day. Are there any points where you're like, oh, social media, like I'm feeling not great or maybe I should stop doing it or no?
Like stop posting?
Not stop posting, but just do you get those feelings of like...
Oh, sure. It's no different to like writer's block. But that's I used to care so much. I used to be like, you have to post once a day, otherwise you're not going to get engagement. But now it irks me when you know those stories when people are like, let me know if my posts aren't coming up in your feed, the algorithm, et cetera, et cetera. Who gives a shit? If people see your content and they like it, great. But if you're not pulling in the likes, then
has it evolved though? Has your stuff evolved where you're like, I'm caring less about Instagram?
I
want to
like so.
Build an Have you got an email database or something?
I
would subscribe.
Only. So nice. I only for my like business. I only built a website for it in December, and I'd been running it for 2 years without any like everything was just coming through referrals. I just
How do you consume stuff? Is it all on Instagram, or do you have like other things going on? Like, do you have like for instance, like go on website? Like, do you go on Chrome?
Websites and read?
Okay.
Like I'll scroll through Instagram, but that's not where I like. Not my primary.
It's not your primary.
No, I'll
source.
Post and then I'll just get off.
And then where do you go? That's what I'm curious about. Where do people go after they leave Instagram?
like beauty websites.
So do you just go
to the
in,
toilet?
Like, do you actually? Yeah. Yeah. No. Thing is, like, I've got a certain muscle memories of Ozbargain.com, which is so fucking like.
UK Vogue. UK that's Vogue. The best one.
I know what you mean. Like, you open a browser,
and what's the first thing prompt. You put in? What
is Gmail?
Gmail. Okay.
Yeah.
Then second, like, if you were doing Command T, like opening.
What is Command T?
That's
do?
How you open a new tab.
Oh. Good.
It's okay. It's super handy.
I don't know, Refinery29. They're all like, I just read beauty news. Uh-huh. And then news, but.
And do you consume YouTube content or no?
Not so much.
Okay.
I used to, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because all I would be consuming is beauty stuff, and I just find it a bit. Mm.
Do you think you'll get over the beauty stuff or no?
Nah, I don't reckon.
That's good.
I love it.
Yeah. Like, what's the actual, like, evolution from a beauty like, does it start with, like, where do you go from here in regards to interest factor? Like, if you're obsessed when it comes to beauty, where does it start and where does it end? So it can start, I guess, like foundation shit, and then it's like, oh, how do I change my face?
Yeah. No, I think, I don't know, I feel like I might have talked about it last time, but there's two very different camps with beauty, and mm-hmm. there's, you start when I was, I don't know, when did YouTube become...
Like 2007 would have been.
I was going to say I would have been about 16, mm-hmm. and that's when I would watch people doing their makeup on YouTube and uh-huh. be like, this is the tits, like mm-hmm. I can learn. And then I don't know, I just started to find everything a bit uninspiring.
Mm. Do you have moments of wanting to live in another city? If you did live in another city, what would it be?
London, okay. Definitely. I've got a UK passport. Yeah,
you got a UK passport?
Yeah, it's just sitting there.
Motherfucker.
How do you have one?
Because my dad's side of the family, his parents are from there.
And so you just applied and got it. Yeah. Interesting. Your disappointment that you don't have one, Josh. If you've got one, she's got one and doesn't use it.
It's so annoying.
There'd be so many people.
It's like having a pool. When I was a kid and we had a pool, we never used it.
I've got my boat license. Don't own a boat.
That's another. I would love a boat and a pool. I don't know what I would do.
Dream big, guys. Dream big. Or just get your license and a passport. Feel like you've almost got it both.
Do you think you'll do the London thing or no?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm pretty happy here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
It seems like you've got the simple existence in terms of the approach.
Mm.
And Josh is I loved how you're sort of quizzing about the social stuff.
Well, I'm just trying to find unhappiness.
It's pretty.
Surely you're unhappy somewhere.
Not really.
Well, it's pretty amazing that you can do it all without giving a fuck. And you honestly think that? Is that true? Is that the truth?
There's times when I give a fuck, but like, I don't know, I just do things for me. I think when I started doing things for me instead of for other people, that's when it all kind of changed. So when I quit my job and started doing my own thing.
I was thinking, Josh, about your exit of social media.
Uh-huh. Retiring.
Yeah. You're so going to come back.
No, I actually am not.
But what I was thinking was, it's fair to say, and I'm not talking like I have found the success, but you didn't find the success in your personal brand like that sort of way.
I had like 1,700 followers. I'd been doing it for like 10 years.
Yeah, which is why I'm like, maybe sort of the heartache comes from that. Not that you're going, oh, I didn't make it, but look at how exciting it is when you've got the Daily Talk Show. Mm. We've got all these people interacting and speaking to us, and it feels like a real audience. It just doesn't feel like mates just going, oh, give him a fucking like.
But I don't think followers is like the most important thing.
No, but don't you think of it like when I am on Instagram, I'm all of a sudden very wary of people are looking at my content or what are people thinking about this?
I don't really think about that stuff. Nah. I used to. I post shit that I like.
Are your friends more in your camp? Like this, your level of thinking towards social media. Like, are you a
outlier?
Yes, yeah. I am.
Okay. So more people are like Josh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm. I was going to say Josh might be an old soul, just highly affected by the new technology, and maybe young kids are like, this is like we're saying about what social media is going to do.
Yeah.
It's like they're just accepting of. This is all these anxieties around shit like, wonder what someone's thinking about my content. It's dangerous.
But I think young people would care more because so many of them are like, I'm going to make this my job.
Yeah.
Mm. And because I've never wanted it to be. Maybe that's the difference because it's not my job. It's just,
What's this thing that's hyper rewarding and then you want that to
you see people making money from it and then you want that to be your thing. But in the scheme of things, like, it's just as hard now to become a superstar on the internet as it was to become a Hollywood superstar. Yeah. Like, Hollywood superstars are kind of done in terms of the Tom Cruises, like the old school Marilyn Monroe, like all of that older generation. It's not like that anymore because...
No, it's models.
Yeah, and so it's actually next to impossible to do it.
Yeah, and but it's so oversaturated.
People think because they can just pull out their phone, take a photo, they're closer to it. So there's this illusion like it could be done, but chances are no chance.
Wait, the models thing, do you think that there is a models the new thing or a models really?
Yeah, and you'll book better and higher paying jobs if you've got more followers because then it's greater exposure for the brand.
And so... Because that's what's interesting is like models then going on to writing books and doing it like because being a model is a job.
Yeah.
But it's not a full person. I guess it's the same with like being a video person or being a copywriter.
But models and like if you're an Instagram person, there's an expiry on it. I think, I don't know, I think I've always been very aware that you can't live off that forever.
An expiry, maybe best before.
I've never been so disappointed in watching and admiring this dude's body online. He's a bodybuilder and that is outrageous.
That is outrageous. That is my mate Nason.
I'm so embarrassed for you. Oh.
Everyone has to eat a clinker when the phone rings.
So I told you, so I was, I follow this dude, he's like, I was into kind of the bodybuilding stuff, so I'm like, how do I say this? I admire people that put in the work.
Screen. It's only because the guest wants to play the game as well.
People right. that are screen. Just listening to it and not watching.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
The colour is.
I'm going green.
Yay. It's green.
Got it. At least I nailed one.
So the bodybuilder.
So this dude, he's like, fucking looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's like crazy. And then I went to his YouTube channel and I was like, oh, dude.
He started talking.
I was like, it was the illusion. And so that's the model thing too. Mm. I think there's probably plenty of girls that is super successful with being multi-dimensional body.
Being multi-dimensional, I think, is important.
Yeah.
Do you do you think about self-development much?
All the time.
Mm.
What does that mean to you?
I mean, this is what I think about, like, what does it mean to me? Because I try not to, I don't know, I love the idea of developing as a person, but I also think if you set yourself, like, I don't know, a very singular goal, you can become closed off. So I don't know.
I think
I just try to keep an open mind, and then I think maybe that self-development is having more of an open mind.
Yeah, sure.
The hard thing is, guys, it's like I realise I'm being judgmental on this guy who doesn't seem like he has a massive personality when he starts talking. And I'm critiquing him based on he's serving up something that's meant to be entertaining, right?
Yeah.
And so it's not like he's an idiot. I'm sure he's a really lovely guy. Maybe not. I don't know. But the reality is, the things we do, we put ourselves out there to be judged, maybe not as a person, but people are judging our work that we do.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Thing is that...
It's like a caveat around, you know, oh, you're just fucking being critical. It's like, well, if you watch a movie and critique it, there's someone who's invested their life into that thing, but you're actually just critiquing the film. So are you allowed to critique the film? Is it okay?
Maybe it's a format thing. Maybe it's confidence in the format. I don't feel like none of the judgment concerns me on the podcast or the daily talk show. Like I can say anything. I'm not really concerned with what people think of what I say unless I think about myself where I'm like, oh, I regret saying that thing because that's actually not who I am. But outside of that, it's like I'm fine. Mm. Whereas with the social media stuff, it feels like it's a playing field, like it's a equal playing field. Mm. So it feels like everyone's got, like I can always just say, well, not everyone can do this. Not everyone's going to show up every day or whatever.
Yeah.
But the fact is everyone can have Instagram, everyone can do social media.
I think that's sort of why I don't put anything, like to me it's just business. I don't put anything super personal up there because then I sort of think they can't be as judgy because not a whole lot of my personality is.
Well, they can't attack you personally.
Yeah, that's what it is.
There.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I guess with the podcast, like this is maybe I feel more comfortable because I am being me and I'm doing the whole lot. Yeah. So then people can choose whether they. It feels like it's more active consumption that people have to.
We're talking about protective mechanisms, though, because one of them is going, I'm fucking sure of who I am, so you can't even, nothing will get through to me because I'm sold on me. And the other one is the business thing.
Yeah.
And I'm in your camp, Josh, around the, well, I'm okay with who I am and I know what my intentions are. So if you're judging all of that, which I know that's just like a defense because you could also. Listen to feedback or some of the it's hard to decipher the feedback actually of what actually makes sense
what's happening in pop culture at the moment because I just listen to the TV
yeah but I watch like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here and I don't know if that counts as pop culture.
Oh no, hang on, you had a great piece of pop culture just before. Who's on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh yeah, Karl Stefanovic's ex-wife.
An Australian TV celebrity.
She's like, I don't want to be famous.
Was in a scandal? I don't know.
I don't even think it's a scandal. They just separated. Scandal.
Public breakup, been married for 20 years and then...
It's definitely not a scandal.
The media were saying...
I think it'd be
saying,
a scandal if it's like...
Yeah, yeah. She slept with Dickie.
I know. I was going to say that... Who's Dickie?
Dickie.
Richard Wilkins.
Yeah, Dickie. Were you thinking Dickie Neve?
I was thinking Dickie Neve from Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, bring that
I thought
back.
You were meaning Dicko because we were talking about Dicko.
Out of touch with pop culture
Australian.
I am. I'm like, pluck a duck there.
Australian B-graders.
And so B is generous.
Is the consuming of the TV, like do you consume much TV?
Yeah, but we just watch stuff on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trash.
Did you watch The Fire?
Yes. Oh, my God. It's the best thing I've ever seen. I have rewatched that, what's his name? Bill Thingo a dozen times. Billy, yeah, who was like, and I got there fully prepared.
Oh, no, that wasn't Billy. So Billy was
the...
Oh,
no, it was Andy.
Andy was the... He was... That's so good, wasn't it?
I got there fully prepared to suck that man's dick. There's so many good memes. There was one, I sent it to one of my friends today because it was relevant to her, and it said... Before a first date, it's like, I'm not even going to kiss him after two drinks. And I was fully prepared.
What they're talking about is this festival that was meant to be in the Bahamas.
You must watch it.
And the water that was meant to be for the whole entire festival, hundreds of thousands of bottles, was being held at the border or held at the customs. And this, you know, out there gay dude who was the creative director.
He wasn't even
director.
That out there, though.
No, he wasn't that gay.
He was like, just.
Can we say that? I don't
know
if you can.
What?
He wasn't that gay.
Well, he wasn't that flamboyant.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
He wasn't that sexually charged, I don't think. That makes sense.
I mean, he was willing. He was literally.
He
said, I'll go down there. He was willing to go down there to suck the dude's dick.
He's like, I went home. I took a shower. Yeah,
he said, I drank some mouthwash. Does he mean actually. I was confused with that line. We've spoken about it in the office. What was he do? Why? What's the mouthwash for?
He's just to get it. He's got a great routine.
Yeah,
he's got a great routine.
So.
You know.
But do you like was he drinking the mouth? Was he actually? He didn't say I gargled some mouthwash. Did he actually throw it down?
Just judging the words he chose.
Would you say it was a great take?
He did well.
I don't know.
I had some mouthwash.
Yeah,
I gargled some mouthwash. I don't know.
I drank some mouthwash.
I had mouthwash before I came here because you were talking about bad breath earlier in the week and I was so worried.
Well, did you hear us talking about metrosexuals? And Josh's just question, I don't even know if you were thinking it, you actually thought, oh, Jesus, slow down.
I'm done with this. I actually feel sick.
Yeah, I know.
Physically sick.
I know. And there's evidence. Maybe Mr. 97 can cut together every moment Josh ate on the podcast.
You can cut together me trying not to spill anything as well.
Metrosexuals, and we sort of looked at the definition of it and it's like, is it okay nowadays to call someone a metrosexual?
What? I hope so. I keep doing it.
I feel like metrosexual is in the same day and age that we bought T-shirts from JJ's.
Ed Hardy is what's in my head.
Mate, I bought one of those from Chapel Street.
No.
That's me being a full metrosexual.
Was this stripper days?
Yeah, it was around that time. And
like, true religion
True religion jeans. No, diesel jeans. God, I guess I was a metrosexual. I was tanning for being a stripper. I was I was shopping.
Do you always, you were talking about self-tanning before. Mm. Have you always just done self-tan or have you allowed someone to spray gun you?
Oh, I used to get spray tans, but I don't know. I'm good at doing it myself now. So
I don't know if I could do it.
Too lazy to leave the house.
But I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could.
What, to do what?
Just and allow
why would
them
you need to do it?
Well, no, just allow someone to just spray.
There's machines. I did. Naked. I did a
I've
machine.
Never done the machine because I fear it'll be like on Friends when Ross gets like four layers. I don't know.
They're weird. They give you these. Little
I don't
things.
Have a problem with just you just go in with your J banger on. And
okay, sure.
Yeah. I mean, you're never Brie have goes to do
completely.
It,
Brie would go completely naked. To make
would
sure no lines.
Oh, I love so having no. the little line from
oh, really?
The G string. I love it.
Is that a look?
Yes. I
is that
love it.
A legit thing.
Yeah, because you can see how like pale yeah. you were before.
It's a way of flexing your tan, I guess.
But hang on.
I'm
going
to start saying that now.
Please do.
Is it, I don't want to.
Is this a conscious thing that people are talking about, girls are talking about?
What
the line?
I'm going to get the line. From the tan. So it's a fake line.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does
I love
that mean
it.
Would you wear your favorite bathers or whatever to get the special bather line, or you just have
no,
to the paper,
no.
Fine
you
with
would
the
do
paper
the paper
line,
yeah. Or you can do like a just black, then the color won't affect it.
Mm. Well, I mean, to be honest, probably most guys just think, "Fuck, they stayed in the sun too long. Look, it doesn't even align with their bikini."
Mm. Whereas, why are you doing it? Is it?
No, I just love it. I just feel like. More, it makes people look more toned. And
okay, how much sure, do you so. Think there's like within fashion and beauty? Mm. There's for the person and what they feel about themselves versus for other people.
I don't know. I would like to say like I just do things for me, but it's probably 50-50.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think there's any, like I don't know. It's a hard thing because people have said. Previously, like, oh, you know, you're a bad feminist if you want to, like, look a certain way and dress a certain way. And I'm like, oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to, like, look nice if it makes you feel good.
Well, one of the contentious subjects for a lot of people, a lot of women, maybe a lot of feminists, is
toxic femininity.
Is, yeah. Is hair, body hair.
Yep.
It's a thing, Josh. She just, body
it
hair.
It is. Yes.
And
what
the,
about it?
Well, I've seen online like some of the they've rhymed it with one of the months and it's like no, it's not Movember. It's like not shaving my legs December or something. I don't know.
Fairly smooth Feb.
Well, it's, no, it's the opposite. Oh, so it's like
fucking
we grow
hairy
our
Feb.
Hair in this month.
Yeah.
So it's all about sort of growing the underarm hair and
I people do it and I'm like again, if it makes you feel good.
Just trying to think of what it would be. What can we just as a marketing team? What would be a month? What would be a month and a word that we could put together?
Mr. 97, look it up.
Hairy,
women growing their hair February. In a certain month of the year or something like that. But yeah, so there's like the societal, if that's a word. whatever. You get what I mean.
Yes.
That's the best thing about the English language. It's the only one I speak. You kind of get the gist of what I'm saying, even if I butcher the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
So you got what I meant there. So it's culturally influenced or society has a preconceived idea of what women should be. Like that's, I think, the sort of angle they're pushing back on, right?
Is like, but I think that idea is starting to shift.
Mm.
I personally don't want hairy underarms, but that's just me. Like,
but then they someone.
But then they're like, oh, that's because you're trying to play as a man.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I just don't want to get itchy.
Yeah,
I think.
I mean, I've shaved under my underarms, and it just less smell.
Yeah.
Like, so is that a thing?
I'm a sweaty is the person,
hairy as fuck. It's annoying.
I'm sweaty.
Mm. All right. So my problem sweaty is I've got like a very hairy back, but the idea
sort
of
sort that out, bro.
But do you think like
shave? No, don't shave.
Because
no,
I did
not razor shave.
How would you do
don't
it?
Don't be a monster.
Yeah, laser.
But then what happens in 2025 when
what? When we
when
hit by an apocalypse
like,
and it's really cold and you need bloody a bit of wool on your back?
No, when everyone like, I'm sure it'll get to a
shit.
But there'll be a time where it's like it's in fashion maybe. No?
If that comes into
fashion.
Yeah,
but it doesn't last forever. Like if you get laser, you have to go once every, it depends on your hair, you have to go once every like 4 to 6 weeks, and you would do probably 6 sessions, then they will, okay. Oh fuck. What have you got?
Can you just, six sessions for laser?
And then they'll look at how your hair's going, and then they'll tell you, okay, you need to come back for X number of sessions, and then you go back once a year for like a top up.
I've found the month that it is.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
Oh, you saw the month? So this is the month that's associated with growing your hair. Get hairy February.
1st of Feb today.
Yeah, that's great. Well,
party time.
Have a photo. Just someone combing their underarm hair, which you don't do, bro. What is that?
Last month of summer. Woo, bikini
maybe
ready.
Maybe they had knits and they were using a knit comb.
Jeez. A new national campaign to raise money to fight violence against women. Great cause.
Oh, that's
is
a
encouraging
good cause.
Women to go al natural. I thought they've just written AU natural.
Yeah, au natural.
It's AU. Where's the O? And stop start shaving their legs and underarms during Feb. Get hairy February. Is a peer-to-peer initiative to raise money and awareness. Director Alex Andrews said, "Is that a dude?" Said the campaign was not the female equivalent of Movember.
Okay, I mean, it's not
a dude telling women to grow their hair.
It might be Alex's.
Maybe that's what I'm saying. That's the question I asked. Maybe you know him. We're very familiar with growing hair for a cause in Australia. It's a concept we understand, she said. Movember is culturally embedded now. It is seen as fun and easy. It's acceptable for men to grow seedy moustaches in workplaces around the country, but would it be as acceptable for women to do the same with their armpit and leg hair and in warmer months? It's part of creating that conversation.
The laser thing, would people do it with their pubes?
Yes.
But the whole thing, like would you ever commit to your whole pubic hair, so you never have to worry about waxing and all that ever again?
Yes.
That's a big commitment.
Well, that's one thing that...
Mr. 97 just panicked and tripped. Mr. 97 just tripped.
He's patient.
It's a thing coming back into fashion in that respect.
No, but the thing is, what Gemma's saying is that some people have actually lasered everything.
Some people have.
Not pointing fingers. But that happened, so lasered the whole thing so you never have to worry about it ever again. But that is a very permanent...
Okay, yeah, 1 year top up.
Wow. 1 year top up?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can eventually grow it back if you feel that way inclined.
So it's
it needs to be constantly...
Yeah.
Well, fuck, are they going to invent this shit? Just get it... I would get my back completely done because I'm sick of having to ask my wife, can you just... please just sort me out.
What does she do?
Like clippers.
I'd be...
But it's not that... You pretty much can't see it and it solves the problem. I just don't like it. I think this is the closest sort of manscaping, like the routine that I would have.
What constitutes manscaping?
Any scissors involved.
Any. Okay.
Manscaping at its core is shaving hair from a man's body.
Just pubes.
Yeah, pubes. Yeah.
Is that? Okay.
I thought.
What about fixing my neck beard? What's that? Just being a good human.
That's just being polite.
not being a gronk.
I started saying gronk.
Did you?
It's got cut
through. I said it the other day too.
I like it.
Yesterday.
Tattooed. I need a gronk stamp.
That would be amazing.
Do it. Maybe
you could do something with the laser and actually have pubic hair as gronk.
I was driving.
Well, I'm out.
This guy did a U-turn as I'm coming in a street that you're not meant to, and his window was down and mine was down, and I just yelled out, "You gronk!" And he looked at me so confused, and I realised that as I said it loud that it's like...
You drunk?
Very confusing.
Yeah.
Gronk, he's like, what? Like...
He probably didn't understand what you were even saying.
Which I was like, that's actually kind of good. You can yell gronk.
What's it, 2019, what's it the year of for you, Gemma?
Well, my New Year's resolution, we were talking about these set realistic ones.
I wouldn't even think you'd have New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, drink more water. So easy. Well, drink more water. And my other one, this came up with this after I'd had like 2 litres of margarita on New Year's. Play more pranks. That's been my New Year's resolution.
What, have you done any?
Yeah. What can you do?
Nah, not really. No, because it came about when we had people over and I went down the side of the house and I was in – we've got like a raised decking and I was down the side, so it's sort of
spewing?
Underneath. No, I'm not a munter.
I'm not a munter. There's the title of the episode. Gemma's not a munter. No. Are you happy? As the copywriter, what should today's app
that's good.
Be called? Gemma's not a munter.
She's not a munter.
M-U-N-T-E-R. So for people who are not from Australia.
Yeah.
Just vomiting?
Vomiting. I was going to say it's just not having a cheeky spew. And then I was like, still here.
Still needs translation.
Just a little chunder.
So I went down the side of the house and then I was – it seemed so funny at the time because we were wasted, but I was just like calling out people's names from the side of the house and they were like, where's that coming from? I was just there. And then, that's when it – play more pranks 2019.
Low level, but I think we can get you – I want to know, before you come back on the show – probably be definitely within this year. Yeah. I want you to do some serious pranking.
Okay.
What is a Gemma? You just dropped some on on your dress. It's okay. Yeah. It's just it's gone. The prank thing. Malicious versus okay. Where is the where's sort of the benchmark?
Can I tell you an example of one? You tell me if. So I was a part of this. Mm-hmm. It was not my idea. This dude who makes videos was making a video and he called me and he goes, dude, I need your help. I need you to play a boyfriend that's going to walk up to a guy who's having coffee with this girl and you're going to be like, hey, babe, I thought you said you were going to uni. And then you need to sort of like get in this awkward interaction with the dude.
How long ago was this?
This was years and years and years and years, like 8 years ago.
Last week.
And so what had happened is his mate went out the night before and then the boys were like, fuck, we've got a number. We've got a phone number that's not in his thing and let's say that it's the girl that he met because they didn't exchange numbers. And so John's met this girl, Lisa, out and the boys are like, all right, let's send it from this phone. Hey, John, it's Lisa. So great to meet you last night. I got your number off one of the guys, blah, blah, blah. Let's catch up for a coffee. Uh-huh. And he was so wasted that he couldn't remember who or what Lisa looked like. Mm-hmm. And so what they did was they had like
I like this so far.
Lisa, which was an actor from Star Now, went to the bar and Lisa was my girlfriend in this thing. And so we were across one side of the Yarra River on a long lens shooting to a bar on the other side.
What, for fun? Or was this for content?
For I'll get
oh
to
my
it.
God,
get to
this
it.
Is a and lot so, of effort.
So Lisa goes down there and this guy, Bob or whatever, this guy John was going to meet Lisa.
Just pick a name and stick with it.
Yeah, I've got got it. John. Lisa and John. Lisa had a pen that had a camera on it. So there's like footage there.
I had one of them. The Swan was the brand.
And so then I went around and
did you think you were a spy?
This Australian company Swan had these spy. They actually imaged them as spy. They were shit. You would unscrew them and it'd have a USB thing and you'd plug it in.
It was exactly that one. And so what happens is I then go up. John and Lisa are having it. I'm like, Lisa. And I went in, gave her a kiss on the lips. And I was like...
That was the best part of the prank for you. You're like, do I get to kiss Lise?
And then I took off my Ed Hardy t-shirt.
I was like, what are you doing? I thought you said you're going to school. And it just this most fucking awkward situation played out. And this guy's like, oh. I'm like, who are you, mate? And I kind of gave it a bit, but I wasn't really aggressive. I was like, I didn't want to fight him. And it was like, it just would have been, you didn't have to be a good actor. You just needed to be awkward. Mm. And it was so awkward. Anyway, I was so pumped to see this video. And then the dude who was making it was like, he's actually not mentally stable, so I decided not to make the video.
It was going well.
And we told him and he fucking almost had a breakdown.
Oh. Wow.
They read that one wrong.
So this is the problem with pranks.
This took a turn.
Yeah.
That's too far, right?
Yeah.
That is
because
too far.
Does the prank ever feel good? Does the prankee ever go, you got me, guys?
It is the same. Like you've never had the boys. Josh,
no.
And there's a lot of pranking that went on with the boys, right?
Weird.
Like, just stupid shit. And it's not to make them happy. It's to make everyone else laugh. But then
Could we do it? Yeah. Could we do it within the office with Mr. 97 or
I
no?
I think there's like some scared.
Well, probably you've just said it in front of
him. No, but he doesn't know. Do you know?
Yeah, but he's going to be on edge for the next 11 months.
Well, because Tommy and I, after our fight last week or early in the week, when was it?
It was Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. Thank you.
Well, I was worried track. Coming yeah. in today.
No, it's all good. No, but we the falling out happened in the morning and Mr. 97 went home. I just said.
Your parents are fighting.
Parents are fighting.
Dad and Dad are fighting. Real modern day couple.
And when we're all good, I said, I don't know what I said. I think I said I was going to message Mason.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said, why don't we call him and we'll say that it's completely done. We'll record it. And let's say that the show's over, the business is done.
Yeah.
And don't bother
That's
coming in.
Well, I took it one step further. I was like, I'll call him badmouth you. You call him badmouth me and see if he'll badmouth both of us.
But I feel like
Josh, yeah, Tommy, mate, he's out of fucking
I feel
Start
like
Tommy, April Josh Fool's is Day
out
now.
Of control.
I just feel
Start
like.
Start planning for April Fool's now. Yeah. Like you're already late.
No, I just think I would get so hurt. That makes me so
that's
nervous.
What I mean. That's what I'm trying to say. The stuff around the board, like I think you build up a resilience. You couldn't do it because you'd be too
hurt. I
don't
know if you – no. You can't even handle when Gemma and I correct you with words. You nearly burst into tears.
No, I'm just saying it's one of the most annoying traits.
It is.
It's annoying when you get shit wrong.
I'm pretty self-aware. I do a lot of really shit things.
Trust me, there's no fun in getting flower bombed in the shower.
No, but see, that prank is like pretty –
that's so boring. Well, that's like when all the year 12 girls just like cable tied my locker when I was in year 11.
Gemma's likes more psychological stuff that you see on stuff that you see on Catfish. So we pretended to be a guy for 6 months. And then revealed to my girlfriend that he wasn't real and it was
I
actually
might
us.
Do that.
That's outrageous.
Any lessons I need to teach these girls?
Anything that sort of plays into manipulation in a prank,
no.
I don't like.
I just used to come home from driving lessons and be like, I wrote the car off. And then every April Fool's Day I would tell my parents I was pregnant, but then from the age 16 up they were like, you can't make this joke anymore.
Yeah, that is scary.
Well, I do dumb stuff. Like last night I said to Bree, pick a volume of my voice 1 to 5 right now and I'll stick to it for the rest of the night.
You've stolen that from me because when my girlfriend got dumped and I was like, do you want Gemma at a 10 on honesty? And she was like, I would like you at a 4. So I just had to be like, yeah. Well, it's not the end of the world. And then when I brought it up to a 10, I was like, I'm going to fucking kill him. I'm going to find him. I'm going to hunt him down and I'm going to poison him.
Chop his hands off. No, but Bree touched my little finger as a 0. So I started talking like
you
that.
Committed.
The whole
Jesus.
And it was sort of annoying for her. And then I went back. I'm like, actually, like I sort of put my hands out as if she could change the volume, but she.
I hope Chris doesn't listen to this because he'll be like, I'd like you at a 0.
But it's not much of a prank. No. I just feel I feel a bit triggered.
That sucks.
I feel a bit triggered. Like I used to like take the doorknob off so my brothers couldn't get out of a room.
Well,
like
that's not bad. I don't
take
mind
the
that
pin
one.
Out.
At times good. Like this, I wish I had siblings. I would have ruined their lives.
You live like it, when I remember just people throw it like in a dark room. I mean, these are pretty vicious, but there was like a full bottle of water and someone would lob it. We're all sleep, like 10 of us sleeping in this big room. Someone throws and it just, I remember.
10 of us sleeping in this room and you were stressed about having a bunk bed.
Yeah, we were old. I was talking about Josh
no
and I
audio
sharing
books.
A room. This was older. This was
what
when
do
I,
you mean?
The time that I was saying about you and I sharing a room.
Yeah, we were older then.
We were older and so this was when
it's
I was like 16.
Okay.
But I
bring
copped one.
Beds back, I reckon.
Copped one in the scrotum and
scrotum has been mentioned twice.
Yeah.
I don't
I feel really left out.
Don't feel left out.
So but then it's like you're on edge. You're on edge. Someone's gonna fuck with me. Someone. Imagine being on Jackass. Just getting punched in the face.
I've been in this office before with Tommy with deodorant and a lighter like I'm in a fucking year 7 camp.
I want to do that.
Yeah, no, we can do it after.
No, it's very silly. No, the whole
I did it on Brooklyn 99. Gina did. I've referenced television a lot for someone that said before like, I don't even watch that much TV.
You like
Netflix.
You like Netflix.
And I am Gina.
Gina's one of the characters, obviously.
It's such a good show.
I think I've watched 2 episodes.
If you watch
episodes.
It, you'll be like, yeah, okay. That's
has Gemma. It got the guy who did the I'm on a boat?
Yeah. Andrew Schoenberg.
He's super talented. You know he's like pretty old?
I still want to have sex with him.
Well, he doesn't
Chris knows
look old.
That, it's fine.
He doesn't look old, but he
is old.
Every time Mr. 97 gets out his phone, know that he's putting a note down for the show. And no, as soon as you said that you'd have
Andy
sex.
Andy Samberg's age. Thanks, Mr. 97. You're like, you're my underscore. I didn't have one, so yeah, you're my extension. My
I came in and how graded him as 97.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Have you been overseas before?
Yeah.
Andy Samberg's 40. Been?
I went on exchange to France when I was. Here. Who are you?
Sorry. Beg your pardon.
I'm sorry, Tommy. We're actually talking.
Mr. 97 and I were talking.
How old is he?
He's 40.
That's not old.
No, I know, but for him, good. He looks amazing. He looks so young.
If I ever look any older than this, I will not be happy. Yeah. Oh, I need this to stay the same.
Well, he looks like he's frozen at 23, 24.
That's the dream.
He does, and he's been doing the same shit. Anyway, I was blown away by that.
And so I was trying to work out, because I have this idea of Gemma in my head that she hasn't left Melbourne and is just like super happy.
I'm in Sydney every fortnight.
Okay. Mm. So, yeah, where have you been? You went on exchange.
I went on exchange.
To where?
France.
Can you speak French?
I used to be able to. And then I studied it from like grade 3.
It was when you wrote the car off. It just all, you lost it all.
No, you know what it was? It was all just like for my year 12 exams, it was all in short-term memory. And one of my mates, he hid a bottle of Sambuca in the tan bark underneath the classroom.
What's Sambuca?
It's a black poison. Yeah, it's foul. Mm.
It looks like
Is it the one
syrup.
That's in... Italy that they use after like you eat?
No, that's
a cleaner, like a Drano.
Yeah,
it's limoncello.
I love that.
Sambuca is, I think it is Italian though. So, yeah, Italian would agree.
Anyway, 97.
We'll fix that up.
He hid it under the tan bark underneath the classroom because the language exams were always last. So all of our mates were already out celebrating. So as soon as the exam was finished, our whole French class and teacher all did a shot of Sambuca, and then everything I knew about French just.
It sounds like you had like such a good. Like teenage year.
I peaked. I peaked in high school. No, we had a good year level.
Yeah. It's like you're like Elle Mills. You know Elle Mills? She's on YouTube. Nope. But she's always talking about like her high school stuff and it's all – like I'm not friends. I don't speak to anyone that I went to school with.
I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yes, you do, Josh. That's a lie. You speak to your teacher.
Oh, yeah.
You're on email with one of them.
Oh, no, text, Annette. But her and
that's
I
way better. Had
that friendship.
Yeah, no, but she was. Her and I were both very upset when in year 10 I went for school captain and I didn't get it. Mm. It was a big issue.
I understand that.
But, were you school captain or no?
No, vice. The people's vice. Captain.
Oh, that's right, the people's captain.
Guys, I'm 1 month, haven't had a drink.
What's that
year.
Like? I'm probably, what time is it?
one
12
day.
Hours.
No, but I just thought each month I might just say what's been happening. Feel fucking great. And feels good.
Gemma, with the drunk, like what is your, the alcohol thing, what does it do for you?
I don't know, I just like it. My mum worked for a wine wholesaler for a long time, so that's just like part of life for me. But also I have the liver of like, I don't know. It takes a lot to
like
get
an elephant.
Me. I was going to say like a 75-year-old. You know when you go into any country pub, how there's just one old dude sitting up at the bar.
Yeah,
like
he's piss fit.
Just does
he's an he's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, piss fit.
Yeah.
Well, actually, some alcoholics get drunk super, super quickly.
Oh, really?
Is it like their tolerance goes way down, but it doesn't mean they won't keep drinking.
So
they're fucking pissed off one beer.
Is
I don't have that problem.
Have you ever had moments, because I don't really drink.
Yes.
Have you had moments
clearly
where you like
when you ask what is it about it, it's fucking amazing.
No, but because just like how I feel quite horrendous from all the sugar, do you get the next day blues where you're like, oh, I fucking hate myself or no?
I don't get too hungover.
Okay. Is that what, when someone says yes. hangover, is that what they mean? If you get hungover, it's like a sort of a despair, a depression.
Nah, it's just
some people feel vomit.
I don't.
So you don't feel vomit. You don't mind. So you just feel, but you just feel like just like Hulk smash foods.
Yeah. I saw him.
Yeah.
Where?
I listened to him on the podcast, and then I reckon it was the next day we were at Knox somewhere.
Yeah.
And
he was just eating chips.
No, they did. There was a. It was the Bavarian, and they have some challenge where you eat a whole schnitzel, and then you don't have to pay for it. And there was a group of us watching, and I was like, "It's not going to be that guy because they had him on the podcast yesterday, and he had some off the menu burger." Yeah. And then I like did a stealth Instagram stalk. Yep.
It was him.
Yep.
He's a machine. Absolute yes. machine. Absolute
and he
machine.
Doesn't look like yeah, what
exactly.
I thought.
And he's smashing it. You know, he manages 10 different social media. Like,
does
he's
he?
Manages 10 restaurants, like their social media. Like, he's doing so well.
I have 4 accounts, but they're all just old man
Watsy. He comments back. Like within seconds.
Yeah, he's amazing.
It's, I mean, he no, he's a guru. He's got 150k followers.
And so the alcohol thing. Oh, yes. Have you ever had? Because if you are pretty full on with it, but you seem to be able to manage it. But have you ever had? Have you ever had your friends, either intervention,
no.
any family members? No
I'm
one's
not
ever
that bad.
Yeah. No, I think.
Have you, TJ?
No, not at all. But nah. I think.
Why the fuck does everyone bring up my sugar problem?
No, there's a difference.
I'm not
there's
that
more
bad.
People that are at the level that Gemma is at probably at than I. And I. So it's like
and
define
I don't do
the problem.
Anything too embarrassing.
Sure.
Define the problem. Exactly.
Wait, Gemma's about to say something.
The only you've got the giggles already. The only time that I did the everyone's heard this story, so I feel like I can say it. It was Logie's after party and I had one of my girlfriends with me and we were staying in the same room but different beds. I went up to the room first, got into my bed. Mm. She brought a boy back to the room. Nothing happened. They were just having a little cuddle. I got up, went to the bathroom, was so drunk I didn't realise anyone else was in the room, got in the wrong bed. We don't know how long I was in there for, but then this bloke has rolled over and he's like, Gemma, what the fuck?
Oh, wow.
And then I told them that they had got into my bed.
Oh, geez.
So his reaction was, Gemma, what the fuck?
Yes. But he's thought,
hurtful.
But then I told Chris the next morning, I'm like, man, I got into bed with a dude last night. And Chris was like, this poor guy had 2 girls in bed with him and not one of them had sex with him. Sorry.
A mate of mine went in his apartment. It was like a mirrored apartment next door.
Filthy.
Oh.
A mirrored meaning the exact same layout.
Oh, I was thinking Shane Warne's
not, not like a brothel where it's fucking mirrors all over the joint.
Exactly what I had
a mirrored apartment, exactly the same apartment, just a mirrored layout. And he was so drunk. Walked downstairs, walked out into the hallway, pissed in the hallway.
No.
Walked back in the door or back in a door, up the stairs, into the room, into the bed. He was nude. He wakes up in the morning and hears noise, a noise, thinks he's in his apartment. He's in the dude next door to his in that apartment, naked in a bed. What happened was 2 housemates live in it. One came home and thought, oh, Andy's the other housemate, they've got their friend staying over in my bed. I'll just then sleep on the couch. And then the other person came and went upstairs and was like, oh, he's got someone sleeping over. I'll go into
So it wasn't until the morning.
Yeah, and then everyone's sober and just the dude walks in and sees my friend and just is like, you're the next door neighbour, what the fuck? And he's nude with a sheet over.
Tracy Grimshaw did that after a Logie's once. Not quite the same, but she was naked and she went out into the hallway thinking it was the toilet and then locked herself out of her room.
Oh, no.
Poor journalists.
Poor Trace.
Yeah. Ah, Trace.
Living at your parents, are there certain rules that you have to, like,
they
abide
drink
to?
Way more than I do.
Okay, sure. So you're okay.
I used to, like, I'd come home from being out and I'd think I've got to be really respectful and quiet. And then I'd look out through our kitchen and they would still be out on our back decking with all of their friends. Like, oh, Jim, you're home early.
It's full on. Mm. Is it every weekend, do you reckon? Is boozy every
Mum
weekend?
Mum said, just to put it in context, Mum said to me yesterday, she's like, I've got nothing on this weekend. I said, oh, that's nice. You can have relax. And she's like, I don't know. It sounds kind of boring.
What's the booze on? Jill. Yeah, I mean, it's a pattern, Josh, for kids that people that do drink, they start young and just keep going for years and years. It's exactly what I did.
I can relate
in
a different way.
Yeah. I think there's a higher reward for drinking, though. Like, I think it's more of an intense drug than – well, 100% is.
Than sugar.
This is accessible any moment and it's not taboo to be fucking eating this.
You just got to know when to stop. Like, I have a very good – apart from, you know, getting into people's beds, like, I know, okay, if I have one more drink, that's going to tip me over.
Yeah.
Like, I will look after my
friends. And so the tipping over, what is the tipping over? What does that mean?
I'm just getting too weird.
Just like, okay.
I'm.
What is that default? What is the default weird?
It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
You just need to get drunk.
Because I'm already loud and.
Do people become like sex pestery and stuff or not really?
Lots of things. Like people become what kind of a person they are. Some people are fun when they're drunk.
I am.
But there's more fighting when people are drunk. It's a horrible.
Yeah, there's less impulse. Mm. Yeah.
All the fights I've been in, most likely I was drinking. Mm. Whereas like people on weed, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
I just want to go.
You're always pushing weed.
Why?
I just don't like the smell of weed.
Yeah. Mm.
It smells like, to me, it smells like a cheap American motel.
All I'm saying, I'm not pushing weed, all I'm saying is like there's probably less people being violent or sexual from the drug of marijuana than there is from alcohol. But alcohol is legal, which is a weird thing.
Public service announcement.
Yeah, it's public service.
Gemma Watts.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. And Gemma, keep drinking.
It's the Daily Talk
Drink
Show.
Drink for me, please.
Sure.
anything exciting that people should keep an eye out for or... Guess I just follow you on the gram.
Yeah, I'm just hosting heaps of events in the next month.
Right.
Two for Armani coming up because I'm very fancy now.
Armani, what do they do?
Everything, but I'm doing Armani Beauty.
Oh, cool. Mm. When I think Armani, I think, we didn't even talk about the perfumes. Mm. Fuck.
Oh, you know what you didn't talk about? What happened to the book? Wasn't that happening today?
I wasn't going to bring
it
up.
Under the bus you go.
Hey, guys, do you want to do a clinker thing?
I reckon it's going to be yellow.
Pink.
It's pink.
That's the Daily the Talk
book,
Show.
The book, to be honest, so I said to Bray, that was part of my breakdown this morning.
I brought that.
A little bit.
Well,
no,
I think he was mad when I brought it up the other day on the podcast. No,
this morning I said to Bray, I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing fucking anything. I'm not doing my walking. I haven't been to the gym. I've been
That's
like.
That's not what your voice sounds like. Your impersonation of yourself.
No, he's actually doing Lynn.
No, and I said, and like, I haven't done the Seth Godin book. Mm. I said, well, I'm going to do the Seth Godin book. I'm going to donate the money instead, but I'm going to do it and have it done. I'm going to plan out 5 pages a day, get it done, and then in March.
And I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast
until
today.
It's done. Until it's done.
Fair. That's fine.
I know you'll do it.
You're not wearing Labo today.
No, I'm not. I'm wearing a different brand that I can't pronounce properly.
Okay, Labo is the only thing I can smell normal. Like
Labo is the brand, though. I feel like you're talking about Santal 33.
Thank you.
Potentially Tainoir 29.
Okay. Good perfume update.
Yes.
But Armani.
They have perfume.
They have perfume. Okay, great. Mm. It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. We'll see you Monday.
Yeah, Friday. Yes, it is. We'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Bye. You wave because it's video. This one.